Welcome back to the Weekly Avos. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are studying two Mishnayos from Perek Beis, the second chapter of Pirkei Avos. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, 11 and 12. Mishnah Yud Aleph, Mishnah 11 says, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, Ayin Hara, the evil eye, the Yetzer Hara, and the evil inclination, the Sinas Habrios, and a hatred for mankind, Motzienes HaAdam Min HaOlam, remove a person from the world. For this Mishnah, let's look in the parish of Yachin. He says, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, Masir Gam Ken Al Gimel Chiyuve Adam, Torah Avoda Gemil Sasadim. Rabbi Yeshua is also the one who warns us about the three obligations of a person, which is Torah, Avoda, service, or Tefillah, Davening, and Gemil Sasadim, which refers to acts of kindness towards others. So Ayin Hara, She'eno Kaha Vora Bin Yane Emuna Shalamda Torah. That his eyes are dark and evil in matters of faith that are taught by the Torah. Mistapik b'devareha u'besharshe hadas. And he's confused, he's in doubt regarding its words and regarding the bases of our faith. Im Torah mishamayim, whether the Torah is from heaven, u'besharas hanefesh, and with preservation of the soul, u'kedome b'yesodas haTorah, and in other foundational principles of the Torah. The Yetzahara, the evil inclination, Shiyitzru Govara love, Umono Mila Avod Hashem Ulakai Mizvosav. His desire rules over him, and it prevents him from serving God and fulfilling God's commandments. Vasinas Habrios, and a hatred for mankind. Shasone Habrios Mila Hativ Lahem Begmilas Chasadim. That he hates people so that he won't benefit them through acts of kindness. So these character traits, motzien es ha'adam min ha'olam, they remove a person from the world. Mide ein lo amash yitmoch hatzlachaso bezeh ubaba, because there's nothing on which to hang his success, neither in this world nor in the next. Continuing on to Mishnah Yud Beis, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Yehi mamon chavercha chaviv alecha keshelcha. Let your friend's money be as dear to you as your own. And prepare yourself to study Torah, because it won't be given to you as an inheritance. And all your deeds should be for the sake of heaven. For this Mishnah, I'd like to do something different. Rather than learning a parish on this Mishnah, let's learn a halacha that's derived from this Mishnah. So going to the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Reish Lamed Aleph, Sif Aleph. In fact, there's only one Sif in the entire Siman. So the title is, Shekol Kavanasav Yu L'Shem Shemayim Ubo Sif Echad. That all of one's intentions should be for the sake of heaven, which has one Sif. It has one halacha in it. Im Yef Shalom Lilmod Belo Sheinas Hatzarayim Yishon. If it's impossible for a person to learn Torah without taking an afternoon nap, then he should go ahead and take a nap. Ubilvaj lo yarechba, just so long as he doesn't make it too long. She'asar lishon biyom, yoter mishenas hasus, shehu shitin nishme, because it's prohibited for a person to sleep by day longer than the sleep of a horse, which is 60 breaths. V'yaf bezeh ha'mamayet lo tehe kavanaso lahanas gufo, lahachzik gufo la'avodas Hashem yisbarach. And even in a little nap like this, a person's intention shouldn't be for pleasure for his body, but rather it should be to strengthen his body so that he can serve Hashem better. And this is the case with anything that a person finds pleasurable in this world. One's intention shouldn't be for the pleasure, but rather towards the service of one's creator. Kidichsiv. As the Pasuk in Mishlei tells us, third parak, says, Bechol derachecha da'ehu, in all your ways, know him. V'amru chachamim, kol masecha yu l'shem shamayim, and our sages teach us that all your deeds should be for the sake of heaven, and this, of course, is our Mishnah. Shafilu devarim shel reshus, even things that are optional, kagon ha'achila, v'hashisiya, v'halicha, v'hayeshiva, v'hakima, v'hatashmish, Vasicha, even things that are optional like eating and drinking and walking and sitting and standing and marital relations and conversation, b'chol tzarchei gufcha and all other needs of your body, yuyukulam l'avodos borecha, oladavar hagorem avodaso. All these things should be done for the sake of your creator or for some purpose that enables you to serve him better. Shafil hayatzama v'rav, im acho v'shasa lahana so eno meshubach el liskavin sheyecho v'yishte kafi chiyuso la'avod es boro. Even if a person is thirsty or hungry, if he eats or drinks for his pleasure, it's not praiseworthy. Rather, he should intend that he's eating and drinking for his health so that he can better serve Hashem. V'chein afilo leishev besod yesharim v'lama b'melkom tzadikim v'leilech be'etzas tamimim. Similarly, even if a person sits among the upright and stands with the pious and he goes in the council of the perfected, im also lahanas atzmo v'hishlim chefso v'tavaso eina meshubach elo emkein also l'shem shamayim. If he's doing this for his own pleasure because it's what he wants to do, it's not praiseworthy. It's only praiseworthy when he does it for the sake of heaven. V'chein b'shchiva, ein tzarech lomar shebizman sheyachol la'asok b'torah u'b'mitzvos lo yizgara b'shena lo'oneg atzmo. It goes without saying when it comes to lying down that if a person is able to perform Torah and mitzvos that he shouldn't sleep just because it feels good. El afilu b'zman shehu yaga v'tzarech lishon k'dei l'nuach mi'agiyaso. Im asa lahanas gufo, eino meshubach. Even if a person is tired and he actually needs to rest his body, even then, it's not praiseworthy if he's doing it for the enjoyment. Elis Kavin says Shena Leinov Ulagufo Menucha Matora Chabarius Shlotis Tarif Dato Batora Machmas Miyas Hashena. Rather, a person should intend to give his eyes sleep and his body rest for the sake of his health, so that his mind will be clear and he'll be able to study Torah without the effects of sleep deprivation. V'chein B'tashmish, and the same is true with marital intimacy. Afilu ba'ona ha'amura b'torah, im asa lahashlim ta'avaso, o lahanas gufo, hari zeh megune. Even when it comes to the relations that we're supposed to have according to the Torah, if a person is doing it to fulfill his lusts or for physical pleasure, it's a shameful thing. V'afilu ib niskavin k'dei shiyulo banim shiyashamshu oso v'yamalu makomo enu meshubach. Even if he's doing it to have children who will serve him and eventually take his place, this is not considered praiseworthy. El niskavin shiyulo banim la'avodas boro, rather he should intend to have children who will serve Hashem. O shiyaskavin l'kaya mitzvas ona ka'adam haporea chovo, or he should intend to fulfill the commandment of having relations at a particular time, like someone who's fulfilling an obligation. V'chein b'sicha, afilu l'saper b'divrei chachma, tzarech shetiyeh kavanaso la'avodas habore. And the same is true with conversation. Even if you're speaking words of wisdom, you're speaking scholarly topics, you need to have the intention that you're doing so for the sake of Hashem. O l'davar ha'mevi la'avodaso, or for some reason that brings you to his service. Klalo shel davar, the bottom line, chayev adam l'sum eina v'libo al drachav v'lishkol kol masav. The bottom line is that a person has to put his eyes and his heart on his ways, and he has to evaluate all of his actions on the scales of his intelligence. He has to evaluate what he's doing and examine his purpose. And when he sees something that will bring him to the service of God, he should do it. And if not, he shouldn't do it. Oved es baro tamid, and someone who acts this way will be serving God continuously. All right, that's the end of our two Mishnayos from Perek Beis. Join us next week when we'll be doing two Mishnayos from Perek Gimel.